Blessings and welcome to the path to freedom and this healing guided meditation called It Is Happening Now. So this meditation, it caters to the pillar of unconditional trust and surrender with the purpose of moving us into a sense that whatever good it is that we wish to experience, it is not in some future moment. It will not manifest or demonstrate a month from now, or a week from now, or 2 days from now. But it is something that is happening now. And it is something that is happening always in every single moment. And so as we move ourselves into that feeling tone, ultimately saying that all is well, what happens is that we're not becoming passive observers in that which is happening, but we are making ourselves conscious and active participants in the ever unfolding of that which is always happening. So my name is Daniel Roquillo, and as always, I'm deeply grateful and honored that you're choosing to join me. So, hello, and thank you for being here. And as repetition always is the key to transforming our minds, I invite you to come back to this meditation every day for at least 30 days to really give your consciousness permission to be expanded. So, in this now moment, I invite us to make ourselves comfortable, whatever that means to us. I invite us to close our eyes, to allow a smile to play across our face, knowing that this is not a frivolous smile. This is a smile informing the body that all is well. Informing the body that it is safe to relax, that it is safe to release tension. So smile always is a beautiful healing agent and a very powerful catalyst to move us into the vibrational alignment with whatever good it is that we wish to experience. And so let us now turn our attention away from our external conditions and circumstances, from time, past, present, and future, and let us move our attention toward the breath. This now moment and the holy breath, the holy breathing that is happening always. And as we're turning our attention toward the breath, let us be aware that we do not need to make the breathing happen. We don't need to participate in the breathing. As the body with its divine, infinite, beautiful intelligence, it knows when to breathe and how to breathe. So just as we're taking our hands off of the demonstration of the good that we wish to experience, let us take our hands off of the breathing and simply observe and witness as the chest rises and falls, as the air flows in and out in a beautiful circular motion, governed and powered by the one mind, the one intelligence. So as we take on or go even deeper into the feeling tone that all is well, I invite you to allow this feeling tone to give birth to a sense of peace. And guided by the breath, and guided by these words, I invite you to allow that sense of release, sense of relaxation, the sense of all being well, to be magnified and amplified as we move into the meditation. And the antidote to stress, the antidote to the lower vibrations of fear and worry and doubt, a sense of lack, a sense of separation, the antidote is gratitude. This gratitude is the realization and the acknowledgement of all the good that is here now. And so let us begin in gratitude, with gratitude, turning our attention toward the fact that in this now moment, there is plenty enough air for our bodies to do their thing, for the breathing mechanism to inhale and exhale, extract what is needed and release what is not needed. Let us give thanks and be grateful that our bodies are such beautiful instrument of divine and perfect health. We can move our fingers, we can move our legs, we can see, we can hear, we can taste, we can touch, we can think. There's so much that our bodies allow us to do. And we don't even need to figure out how to do it. And let us give thanks as we come back to this now moment. Let us take on the feeling tone of gratitude for the peace that is here. As we step out of time, as we come back to that which is here now, the breath, the chest rising and falling, the air flowing in and out. A sense of peace washes over us, wells up from within us. And a sense of joy, and a sense of harmony, and a sense of balance, a sense of love, a sense of abundance, as we come back to this now moment, these well up from within. So let us give thanks for the realization that these are eternally present. Whenever we become still, whenever we become silent, we allow these to emerge from within. And that alone is something to be grateful for. Let us contemplate and become aware that we get to do this. Whatever time it may be, wherever we may be on the planet, we get to do this. We are blessed enough to have the space, to have the place, to have the equipment to lean into this meditation. Countless, countless countless, countless of individuals would love to be able to participate in this meditation, but for whatever reasons they cannot. We not only can, we get to. We are privileged enough, we are blessed enough to have a moment of just sitting or lying or standing or walking. We are blessed enough to have our lives ordered in such a way that we have time to listen to these words. That our lives are not about mere survival, but that our lives are about something greater. There's so much to be grateful for. I'm grateful that you are here. I'm grateful that I am here. I'm grateful that I get to participate in this meditation, that I get to be the vehicle, the instrument through which this divine intelligence, the one mind, expresses itself. So thank you for being here. And from this vibration of gratitude, let us have a moment of recognizing that there is only one thing here. There is only one thing happening now. We can call it God. We can call it Spirit or the universe or the higher power or life or energy. But regardless of what we call it, it is the one, it is the whole, it is the all there is, it is the all in all, infinite, boundless, eternal, limitless. Fully and evenly present everywhere, being both the creator and the creation. Let us recognize the benevolence of this loving presence. That it is good, it is loving, that it is always for itself, that it cannot ever be against itself, it cannot contradict itself, it cannot compromise itself, it cannot diminish itself. Nor can it ever divide itself into parts. So wherever we go, wherever we are, whenever we are, whatever we see or hear or taste or touch, it is all expressions and emanations of the One. This benevolent, loving presence. And as it is always for itself, God eternally sources and fuels and funds itself, guides and leads and moves itself into expansion, into greater and greater and greater expression of itself. making sure that all that is needed for the expansion to happen is provided in a perfect way, in a perfect manner. Because spirit always expresses itself perfectly. Divine, perfect action happening always. Divine and perfect activity happening always. And as we recognize the wholeness, the goodness, and the perfection of spirit, let us feel into our being one with the one. Let us feel that we, each and every single one of us, is unique, perfect, whole, complete expression of spirit. That we've always been one with, that we always will be one with the one. Let us feel that there is no separation here, but that our lives and our being is this benevolent, loving presence living itself, revealing itself, moving itself, expressing itself in, through, and as us. And from this awareness of God being all there is, and we be unique, perfect, whole, complete expressions of it, I know that we are blessed. That is you, that is me. We are blessed beyond imagination. We are blessed beyond anything that we can ever fathom. We're blessed with everything that we need, not only to have our legitimate needs met, not only to live a good life, we are blessed with everything needed to live a magnificent life, an extraordinary life, a beautiful life. And whatever good it is that we wish to experience, whatever our dreams, visions, intentions, or goals may be, as there is but one mind, it means that all of these, each of these, is a spiritual seed planted within our consciousness. So we may have a vision or a dream where financial abundance is concerned, where relationships are concerned, where physical or mental or emotional health is concerned, or something else. But this vision, this dream, this intention, it is a seed that has been planted within us. And as we become aware of it, and as we say yes to it, that yes gives this seed permission to begin to grow and to unfold according to its divine pattern. And as with any seed in nature, an apple seed planted in the ground doesn't just pop into being. The unfolding of that apple seed into an ample apple tree is not something that suddenly happens. But the moment the seed is put in the ground and the conditions are right and ripe in terms of humidity and temperature and pH and all manner of things, the moment these conditions are right and ripe, the unfolding begins and it continues for the rest of that apple tree's life. It will grow. It never stops growing. But the growing happens incremental, and it happens moment by moment by moment. So the unfolding is always happening. It is not going to happen. It didn't just happen once and then it stopped. But it is continuous. It is continual. Just like the evolution of species is something that is always happening. Just like the coming and goings of seasons, summer, fall, winter, spring, is something that is always happening. Just like the expansion of the cosmos, the birth of new galaxies and the death of old galaxies, stars and quarks and supernovas and all of these beautiful creations. But none of it is something that just suddenly happens. But it is always happening. And there is one mind behind the happening. So whatever the good that you wish to experience for yourself, whatever the good that we wish to experience for ourselves may be, it is something that is happening, which means that we do not ever need to make it happen. Nothing in nature efforts or struggles to allow for the unfoldment to happen. That apple seed, it needs to be cracked open. It needs to grow roots. It needs to grow shoots. And it needs to begin to reach toward the sunlight or the surface of the soil. But it is not making any of this happen. A kitten, having been given the gift of life, having been born, does not make itself grow. You, me, as we are growing as humans, we are not making ourselves grow. As the body changes, it changes. It follows a pattern. But we do not need to figure out how to make the changes happen. All we need to do is to participate in the changing, to provide the best possible environment in terms of our mental state and emotional state, our physical state. And as we do, our physical bodies, our physical forms unfold and change and transform, sourced fueled and funded by the one mind, the one intelligence. And so in this now moment, we're invited to bring into our awareness the small and limited thought patterns, stories and beliefs, the egoic attempts to get us to believe that we need to manipulate, that we need to effort, that we need to struggle, that we need to make it happen. We're invited to release and let these go and give ourselves permission to relax, rejoice, and celebrate our way through life rather than struggling. This is what all of nature is doing. It is relaxing, it is rejoicing, and it is being perfectly content with that which is, trusting that that which is now is what needs to be. And as the trees grow, as the grass grows, as the flowers grow, there's a continuous yielding to the next stage, to the next phase, to the next expression. But none of them are making anything happen any more than we are making our hearts beat, any more than we are making our lungs breathe, any more than we are making the sun rise and set. The seasons come and go, and yet it is all happening. And so we want to move into space where we become still, silent, and obedient, so that we may be moved rather than move. We want to cultivate a way of life where joy, inspiration, and celebration are the cornerstones. Good that you wish to experience, it is happening, and it is happening with divine design and divine perfection. This one mind, this benevolent, loving presence, it knows what needs to happen, how it needs to happen, and when it needs to happen for your vision, your dream, your intention to come into fruition, to come into demonstration, manifestation. And it is happening. Now. It is happening now. And so let us give thanks for the knowing, for the realization that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for our highest good, perfect preparation and unfolding is happening now, always, and forever. And let us give thanks for the realization that whatever good we wish to experience, it is already done in this infinite mind. In that infinite mind, it has already happened. It is an isness. It is a doneness. And through our willing, surrendered participation, it is now happening here in this dimension. And it is happening with ease and grace. And so we release the outcomes. We release the hows. We release the whens. We get out of the way, letting that which is already an isness in the infinite mind demonstrate and manifest itself here in this dimension, and we let it happen with ease and grace. So we bow our heads. We say, "Thy will be done." We get out of the way. And we let that which is be. So it is, so be it, so shall it be. So we are, so this benevolent, loving presence is, because it is all there is. We are one, and we are it. Amen. Amen. Ashe. Aho. Hotep. Shalom. Salam. And hallelujah.